What's going on, Hacksters? This is Joshua Kidd coming to you with another episode of Hackwire. Thanks for tuning in. I know it's been a couple of weeks since I put a new episode out there, but we had the holidays. I hope everybody had a great holiday break. Hope everybody's had a wonderful new year. I know there's a lot going on out there as far as our government and everything, but I kind of put that behind me, really focus on what I need to get done in 2021, getting out there and getting after it every day. So today, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about sales. Sales, sales, sales. That's got to be the theme for 2021, guys, is sales. So I've been doing sales all my life. If you guys know me or have talked to me personally, I've only held a handful of jobs in my lifetime. And so I've quit every single one of those jobs because I knew deep down inside that I was an entrepreneur and I couldn't stand the fact that somebody dictated every day what I was worth. So I decided to continue to take those leaps and get out there and get after it. So I've always sold something. I've always bought something for one price and then got out there and sold it for another price to make a little bit of money or margin off of it. So, what has been the key to driving the success of my businesses is consistency and patience, right? So with my companies, I've always been able to drive them by 20% has always been the goal year over year. Just 20%, 20%, 20%. Whatever I did the previous year, I added 20% to it, right? And so I just stayed consistent with that. And doing that got me to $1 million, right? So it's not that hard to make $1 million if you're out there trying to do a hustle on your own. You just have to have the patience and you got to have the consistency in it, right? And so that's what got me to that $1 million mark. The patience, it's tough. It's tough because you want to see things grow. You want to see things come to fruition. You're out there trying to make deals, and when they fall through, you get frustrated and it doesn't always pan out. I get it. I've been there. I've lived it. And so that patience in this game is key. And then consistency. So you got to be able to get up every day. You got to be able to do the things that you need to do in order to grow the business, right? And when it comes to sales, it's the fundamentals. It's picking up the phone. It's making a post. It's going out there in person. It's sending an email. Those are the fundamentals of sales. They do not change. It doesn't matter if the world changes. We will still be communicating with each other, either in person by shaking a hand. We will be doing it virtually over Zoom calls. We will be sending each other direct messages through social media platforms. We will be sending information through the mail. Whatever it is that you do that's part of your strategy in sales, you have to be consistent at the fundamentals. I know from experience that I get frustrated with the fundamentals and I want to come up with these creative ideas and I want to get out there and try to implement something creative because I think it's going to win me more opportunity. But then as I get frustrated with that process, I start to remind myself that the best athletes, the best players, the best actors, the best at anything, they execute on the fundamentals each and every day. And they just keep going back to them and back to them and back to them. And that's what happens to me. Whenever I get creative and I try to do something, doesn't mean something new doesn't spur out of it, right? It's great. Innovation works, right? But what I'm saying is the fundamentals, picking up the phone, sending the email, going to the business, making the post, sending the direct message, sending them something in the mail. It all is the same. Those are the basics of sales. And when you become consistent at that, you will win every time and you will hit your goal, whatever that is, a 10, a 15, a 20, a 30, 40, a 50% increase. You will hit it no matter what. So Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Again, if you have an agent office, if you've got an ISO, ISV, you're looking for some IT help for your internal projects, or you have some external clients, give us a shout at Fee Hackers, www.myfeehacker.com. Give us some love on LinkedIn. If you're on Facebook, give us some love there. Thank you guys for always tuning in, and look forward to bringing you more great content via the podcast in the future. See you soon.